I'm Andre Bella for Esoterica, a short feature about extraordinary ideas. Do you meditate? When I first started meditating 45 years ago, people thought I was weird. Most people thought that anyone who meditated, shaved their head, wore an orange robe, and chanted incomprehensible things in a foreign language. Wow, have things changed. Now meditation has become mainstream. Doctors recommend meditation for reducing stress, and hospitals teach meditation as a non-religious way to quiet your mind. And then there's yoga. That used to be considered equally weird. But we Americans are imaginative. Originally in India, yoga was considered a preparation for meditation. But we Americans have created our own takes on the original yoga by morphing it into things like hot yoga, that's more like strenuous exercise, or kundalini yoga, which is more spiritual. So it seems like meditation and yoga are everywhere, and we still have lots of weird stuff that will eventually become mainstream, things like remote viewing, clairvoyance, telepathy, and many other paranormal experiences. But getting back to meditation, just like yoga, we Americans have expanded the idea of meditation so that it's not just sitting down cross-legged on a cushion for an hour with your eyes closed. Now there's walking meditation, guided meditation, meditation using mantras, and meditation using chanting or even body scans. But if none of these appeal to you, or you've tried them and they just haven't worked, just remember that taking a walk in nature or petting your dog or cat is also a form of meditation. And I've recently discovered something new, another form of meditation. Are you ready for this? Coloring. That's right, what you used to do in elementary school. If you look online, there are a myriad of adult coloring books with titles using all the meditation buzzwords like mindfulness, relaxation, and Zen. Titles like Mindfulness Coloring Book for Adults, Feel the Zen with Stress-Relieving Designs, Animals, Mandalas, Zentangle Nature Art. Or how about this one? Anxiety Relief Coloring Book for Adults, Mindfulness Coloring to Soothe Anxiety. But if these titles put you off, there are lots of adults' coloring books featuring flowers, rainbows, and dragons. Rummaging through my vast book collection, I managed to unearth two old coloring books, one with mandalas and another one featuring crop circles. And for the past week, I've spent about half an hour every night before going to bed, coloring. You might think this is ridiculous, but save your judgment until you try it. I've observed a lot about myself. Do I choose the colors as I go along? Or do I pick out a bunch of colors ahead of time and figure out where I'm going to use them? Or do I take all the colored pencils and mix them up in a pile, close my eyes, and use them at random to just see what comes out? And yes, it's meditative and relaxing because doing something physical like coloring occupies your mind and your intellect so that your subconscious can present you with some very unexpected and unusual thoughts. So if you haven't been able to settle into a meditation practice, you might want to try investing in a coloring book and a set of colored pencils and see what happens. Meditation is an adventure you don't want to miss. I had a friend who said she didn't want to know what was in the depths of her mind because she was afraid of what she might find there. But I'm sure you're a little more adventuresome, and you might just find something really wonderful and exciting. For Esoterica, I'm Andre Bella. Thanks for listening.